You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. Dallas group Mothership has recently released a brand new album and will spend much of 2017 on the road supporting the record. The band says that being away from home for long periods of time is made easier by having strong family times both in and outside the group. Jed Bodwin has more.
Texas trio Mothership features brothers Kyle and Kelly Jewett. And although it's not unheard of for siblings to play in bands together, Kyle Jewett says that he and his brother share bonds that run deeper than bloodlines or even music.
My brother and I have always been into the same thing. We've always dove into the bands at the same time. You know, our father always was listening to good rock and roll coming up.
Early on, the brothers recruited their father to fill out the band's lineup.
Our dad played drums, and we just kind of told him, you know, hey, come sit on the kit and come up with something for this. And so that just kind of turned into, I started booking some four-hour gigs. We learned a bunch of covers, ZZ Top. Johnny Winter. Whole bunch of old blues, old rock and roll stuff, and we played a lot of biker bars. They used to tell us that we couldn't play any originals, but we were very sly about sneaking in our Mothership demos in the four-hour sets. We'd go from a Johnny Winter song into a Mothership song into a ZZ Top song without even stopping.
When their dad left the band, the Jewett brothers recruited friend Judge Smith on drums. Though he didn't share the same last name, the Jewetts welcomed him as one of their own.
The cool thing is there's kind of a common music theme with both of our families. You know, we definitely have parents that, you know, listen to great rock music, that listen to great records, that even played instruments, that kind of paved the way for us. And then, you know, the final piece to that puzzle is being able to support their kids, you know, wanting to follow their dreams and wanting to, you know, just get out there and just say that you live. And we don't know what the future holds for, you know, what we do and what's going on now with the band. But what we do know is that we have such a great support system of love back home that, you know, it makes it easier for us to, you know, get in the van and go on the road, you know, knowing that we don't have the angst back home where, you know, your family is thinking you need to grow up and get a real job or grow up and do whatever. We don't have any of that negative energy towards what we do.
The band's latest effort is titled High Strangeness and has already been earning praise in the critical community and among Mothership's dedicated fan base. Kyle Jewett points out that one question has plagued the group from the start. What is the exact brand of music that Mothership plays?
We can't really tell somebody that we play in a rock and roll band because it's followed by 15 different questions about what kind of rock and roll. You know, what do you mean when you say that? And I think that there's a lot of writers and a lot of people that have reviewed our album, and, you know, even down to the fans, that all take a little bit something different out of what they hear in our band. Really, it's kind of a compliment, because that is what Mothership is. I mean, we are influenced and inspired by blues, classic rock and roll, some heavy metal, some hard rock. I mean, you know, everything from Black Sabbath to, you know, all the way down to Johnny Winter, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and everything in between. It's really hard for us to pinpoint exactly, you know, to, when people ask us that question, you know, what we sound like. And the easiest answer for us is to just tell them that we play in a heavy rock and roll band, and just hope that they know what that means, you know.
Mothership's High Strangeness is out now. The band performs this evening at the Elbow Room. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Boglin.